To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As for the recitation and the benefits of reciting durood and salawat and salutations upon the best of mankind, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith mubarakah that a person and personality who sends durood or salawat or salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulallah. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again I welcome you to our very exciting silsila turning to Allah Almighty. And insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, today we will discuss a very exciting topic under our silsila, Trials of the Day of Reckoning. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us life. And we know that our life must be spent in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and in the obedience of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we are going to spend our life in the obedience of Allah and in the obedience of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dear viewers of Madani channel, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will not have problems on the day of Qiyamah. And now that we are alive, we have not left this world as yet. And may Allah Azza wa Jal really bless all those Islamic brothers and sisters that have departed from this world with Iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for them in their qubur. May Allah Azza wa Jal really make it easy for them on the day of Qiyamah. And may He make it easy for every mu'min, every believer on the day of Qiyamah. So we are still alive. We still have an opportunity to rectify ourselves. We still have an opportunity to put our dogs in a row. We still have an opportunity to turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal before it is too late. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let me paint before you a scenario that will perhaps make us understand how important will the day of Qiyamah be. How important is to ensure that we pass the trials of the day of Qiyamah, which will enable us the entry into Jannah. In today's understandings and scenarios, as far as the life of this world is concerned, when a student's worldly exam approaches, he gets stressed and many days before the exams, he's so stressed up. The thought of exam keeps on playing on his mind all the time. He makes preparations for his exam, especially for important questions, even by staying awake all night preparing for the exam. He practices every possible question. He looks at all the possible questions, and then he tries to practice all those questions with their answers. But in reality, They are viewers of Madani channel. The tasks of this world are not so difficult. Remember that cheating and bribery are also possible as far as the tasks of this world are concerned. And remember that the only benefit that the student will get by passing the exams is that he will be promoted to the next year, whereas the student who perhaps doesn't do good in his exam will not be imprisoned. The only loss is that he will not be able to progress to the next year. Now let us think, viewers of Madani channel, that a person makes every possible effort and takes even medicine to stay awake all night just for the preparation of the success of this world, for him to pass the test and the exams and the examinations of this world. But unfortunately, he does not make any sincere, proper and constant effort for the preparations of the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Success in the test of the hereafter will lead to eternal luxuries of Jannah, while the failure in this test will result in the damnation of hell. Sadly, they are viewers of Madani channel, but today there are huge plots and conspiracies against the Muslims. The love of beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been gradually removed from the hearts of the Muslims. The sunnah of Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam are being erased. Have a close look at our society. Have a close look at what is happening in our societies today. Regretfully, Muslims are being seen singing and dancing in marriage halls, homes, and even in the streets on the occasion of nikah and marriage. The veil of shyness and modesty has been ripped and has been taken away from ourselves. Dear viewers of Madani channel, remember that when the Day of Judgment comes, it will be a very, very terrifying scene like no other. The ground will be heated copper. The sun will be blazing. People will be drowning in their own sweat. Their tongues will be hanging out due to extreme thirst. And what will happen? Allahu Akbar. Books of deeds will be presented to us, and we will be recompensed for our actions. We will be rewarded for our actions. Dear viewers of Madani channel, imagine the regret and humiliation if our book of deeds has no good deeds in it. We spend our entire life enjoying ourselves, but accumulating absolutely nothing for the hereafter. We earn money because that is what we cared for. So we had no time to perform good deeds. We wanted houses, we wanted cars, we wanted luxury life, we wanted to be called beautiful names, we wanted to be recognized everywhere as far as this world is concerned. But dear viewers of Madani channel, we never thought of building for ourselves a place in paradise. We never cared about building for ourselves a home in Jannah, in paradise. We had ample and enough time to commit things on social media, but not a moment was spared for salah. Not a moment was spared for the recitation of the Holy Quran. We woke up early every morning for work in order to prepare ourselves to go to work, but we did not wake up for the Salatul Fajr. Unfortunately, they are viewers of Madani channel. We are busy working hard for this temporary world. Remember, the hereafter will come before us one day, We will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal, and He will hold us accountable for our deeds and accountable for our actions. Have you ever thought of this? I mean, we live our lives as if we are to remain in this world forever. At times, we pass by graveyards, but our hearts are not moved. Our hearts are not moved. Our hearts remain heedless. Even when we witness a burial, a janazah of our own relatives, of our own family members, still our hearts remain heedless. And we never thought that tomorrow it will be ourselves who will be carried to the qabr. If only, dear viewers of Modern Eternal, we had contemplated about akhirat, it would have made us realize how important it is to send our deeds forward so that we come on the day of Qiyamah, we have some deeds to show, to present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says beautifully in the Holy Quran,
من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب.
Whoever seeks the harvest of the hereafter, we increase his harvest for him. And whosoever seeks the harvest of this world, we grant him a part of it, but he has no share in the hereafter. Commenting on this ayat-e karima, a great mufassir of the Holy Quran, a companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, explains this ayat-e karima by saying that he who prefers this world over the hereafter, he has no share in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. He who prefers this, the life of this world, he does not care about akhirat. He doesn't contemplate about akhirat. His whole effort, his whole concern is about this world. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that such a person who prefers the life of this world will not have any share of the hereafter. And what will happen? Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that, and hell and Jahannam awaits for him. And he says that his worry for this world will not change what is destined for him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the life of this world will only bring us regret on the day of Qiyamah. Will do no good for us. Let us try and ensure that we are engaging ourselves in actions and in deeds that will help us on the day of Qiyamah. Let us ensure that everything we do in our lives, Allah and His Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comes first. Let us ensure that we do not do deeds and actions that will only bring us sorrow and regret on the day of Qiyamah. For indeed, that will be too late, my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. We will not be able to rectify ourselves on that day. Qiyamah will be the day of presenting of actions and being rewarded for our actions. It will not be the day of doing actions and a'mals, because the time of doing all of that, our actions and our a'mals and rectifying ourselves, has been given to us by Allah Azza wa Jal in this world. And if we are not sent anything forth, what do we think we will receive in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu teaches us something very, very unique. That one day, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah ta'ala alayh and the Khalifa Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik traveled together. Now remember, those days, the traveling system was not the system that is utilized today. Those days, people used to travel on, you know, riding on the donkeys, riding on the camels, so that they are able to reach their destination. So what normally they would then do is that they used to send their slaves ahead or beforehand with their luggages, with their belongings, so that those slaves, upon reaching their destination, they would set up, you know, tents and make, you know, places very, very comfortable for their masters, who would then be arriving in due time. So the Khalifa and several others had sent their belongings and tents ahead. But Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, had not sent anything. He had not sent his luggages beforehand. He had not sent his tent beforehand. So what happens? So when they reached their destination, everyone went to their tents, but nobody could find Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Everybody, upon reaching their destination, they went to their tents and they found that everything was placed, you know, comfortably for them, so that when they come, they relax, they have a very, very good time. Because why? They have now reached their destination. But there was a person and personality that was missing, and that was Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. So people, you know, were sent to go look for Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. And where did they find him? They found Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, under a tree, and he was in tears and crying so much sitting under this tree. And he was being asked, "O Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayk, why are you in tears? Why are you crying?" Listen to the response that he gave, our dear viewers of Madani Channel. This will make us understand how those great personalities' minds were, how worried they were about themselves, and why, and how did Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, respond? He said that what put me to tears is this, that I was thinking about the day of judgment. I was thinking about the trials and tribulations of the day of Qiyamah. I was busy contemplating about what will happen on the day of Qiyamah, and then I started crying. And then he says to them, that you people, you had your tents set up in advance and entered them as soon as you got here. All of you people sent forth your tents, your belongings, and your places were made very, very comfortable, so that when you come, you have a good time. But me, being Abdul Aziz, I did not send anything forth. I did not send my luggage forth. I did not send my tent forth. So I made no preparations. So that means there is absolutely nothing for me here. Allahu Akbar. He says, because I did not send my tent forth. I did not send my luggages forth. So it means I did not make any preparations. So that means there is no comfort for me here. I have absolutely nothing. There is nothing for me here. And he says something very astonishing. He says, the day of judgment will be exactly like this. Whoever send forth something will definitely receive it. Allah. He says, the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment will be exactly like this. Whoever send something forth will receive it. If you have sent good actions and good a'mals, on the day of Qiyamah, you will receive. That is what you will receive. You reap what you sow. And if your actions were disobedient to Allah and disobedient to Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will indeed get and receive what you have sow. Viewers of Madani Channel, we still have an opportunity. We still have time. Allah Azza wa Jalla has still blessed us with the opportunity of rectifying ourselves and sending forth our good deeds and our good a'mals. So that they await for us on the day of Qiyamah. So that our actions can be able to make our akhirat comfortable. So that our actions, our good actions and good a'mals can be the means of saving us from the trials and tribulations of the day of reckoning. Viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst those who can do so much of good deeds and who can be blessed by the sadaqah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of Qiyamah we are resurrected in the company of Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember on the day of Qiyamah, and this is something very, very important that we need to realize. And as much as today we really taking it so lightly, as much as today we do not give it its due consideration, on the day of Qiyamah, what will be some of the trials of that day of reckoning? Remember that no human being will be able to leave his place until he has been asked these following five questions. Allahu Akbar. We will not be able to leave our places before we have answered these five questions before Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember, this will not be just any ordinary day. The ground will be burning copper, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel. We will be drowning in our own sweats, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel. Today the sun is billions of miles away from ourselves. And yet, when it is extremely hot, we can't even bear it. But on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be 1.25 miles above our heads. What will be our condition on that day? And before we respond, and before we are questioned and give, and before we have replied to these following five questions, we will not leave our places. What will be the first question? Oh, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us try to learn and understand, inshallah, thumma inshallah. This will also help us to prepare so that we are not disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. So that the sufferings of the trials of the day of Qiyamah becomes somehow easy, if not totally being removed from ourselves. What will be the very first question? Allah, how did you spend your life? The very same life that Allah has blessed you with, have Allah has given you. He will question you about this life. That how did you spend your life? You know, today people think they own their own lives, and therefore they can do whatever they want to do with their own lives. That is incorrect. Allah is the one that has given us this life. Allah is the one that has created us. When we came to this world, we had no choice. That we wanted to be born from this mother, we wanted to be born from this father. We had no choice. That we wanted to be born perhaps in South Africa, that we wanted to be born in Pakistan, that we wanted to be born in India, that we wanted to be born here. It was the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal that the parents that we have today became our parents. It was not our decision. And then when we shall leave this world, how we leave this world, that will be the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have no decision whatsoever of a place where we want to leave this world from, or where our, you know, death must take place. And as much as we are taught as Ashiqani Rasul, that we must have a desire to die and to leave this world in Madinatul Munawwara. As much as we have the desire that may our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. As Ashiqani Rasul, we have these desires within ourselves. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla really grant us the opportunity of dying in Madinatul Munawwara and being buried in Jannatul Baqi. But however, that is the decision of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So coming to this world, we had no decision. It was the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal. Going away from this world, departing from this world, it is the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal. So what makes us, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, what makes us think that we own our lives and therefore we can live our lives according to how we want to live our lives? We didn't create ourselves. We're not the ones to decide when to leave this world. Why do we think we can then decide how we want to live our lives? If we have to live our lives, it has to be according to how Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to live our lives, because He is the one that has created us. He is the one that grants us sustenance every day in and every day out. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal never make us from amongst those who can think big about ourselves to a point where we think we can live our lives how we want to live our lives. So that is the very first question that will be asked on the day of Qiyamah. That how did we live our lives? And the second question, how did we spend our youth? Did we spend our youth in the obedience of Allah, or did we spend our youth in the disobedience of Allah? May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst those who can spend their youth in the obedience of Allah. And this is a very clear-cut message to those that are still growing and they are in their youth age, they are in their prime age. Because majority of the time, that is when Shaitan wants to tell us, no, you can do this, you can do that. And in reality, what he does most of the time is to take us away from deen, take us away from Sharia, take us away from Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us such youth that can be connected to the masajid, such youth that can be connected to the scholars of Islam, such youth that can pray their 5 daily salahs, such youth that can understand that we need to spend our youth in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that on the day of Qiyamah, we do not have to suffer the consequences of the akhirah. And the third question will be, where did we earn our wealth from? Where did we earn our money? Where did we earn our wealth? And fourth will be, where did we spend it? We earned our wealth. How did we earn it? From what sources did we earn our wealth? And to what and where did we spend that wealth? Today we think it's our wealth. But look at what will happen on the day of Qiyamah, that we will be taken into accountability for that very same wealth that we think it is ours. Remember, we have just been made the custodians of this wealth because it belongs to Allah. And therefore, He will take us into accountability on the day of Qiyamah. And the last question will then be, how far did we act upon our knowledge? The knowledge that you had, how far did we act upon it? We know certain things are halal, certain things are haram. How did we exercise that knowledge that we had? We know that there are 5 daily salahs. How well did we exercise that knowledge will be questions from amongst many more questions that will be asked by Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Qiyamah. Trials of the day of reckoning. They are true viewers of Madani Channel. They will come to us. We have absolutely no choice but to prepare ourselves for the trials of the day of reckoning. And remember, we still have time in this world to rectify ourselves, to put ourselves in a better position. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst those who can earn money and wealth from halal sources. May He make us from amongst those who can act very well to the knowledge that Allah has given us. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst those who can spend their youth in the obedience of Allah and in the obedience of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst those who can live their life to its entirety in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijayin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Please keep watching Madani Channel until we meet again. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His find us.